Welcome back to Caffeine Confessionals. We are here to talk about the Challenge All-Stars Season 3, Episode 8, the penultimate episode right before the final. My name is Alan Aguirre, and I'm joined by my lovely Vermontian co-host, Zoe Trimboli.
Hi, everyone.
We are not joined by Luke. He's on vacation. Nikki has some technical problems. It's just the two of us today, so we're going to have fun. We're going to breeze through this episode of Challenge All-Stars, which I'm going to go out on a limb and say this was the worst episode of Challenge All-Stars they've ever done. It was not a lot of content. It was a lot of meandering. It felt overproduced. And the worst part is it was a cliffhanger. We didn't get much content, and then it ended on a cliffhanger. It just felt like a giant middle finger to us.
Yeah, I was so frustrated having to sit through that entire episode with really nothing happening, and then for it to end on a cliffhanger. That just didn't feel fair after being a dedicated Challenge fan for all these years.
And you think about like that debut episode, like that of like the first Challenge All-Stars, where they throw so much content at you, where you have like a house party, you have all these people being reintroduced, you have a daily challenge, and somehow we still get a deliberation and elimination that first episode. It was refreshing. There was a finality to it that just like made the episode perfect. And when you don't end the episode on an elimination, it just doesn't feel right. And especially because, like, let's be honest, spoilers exist for the challenge. So we, like, most people know who's winning the elimination. And the fact that, like, it's like, oh, people will tune in. It's like, no, people are just going to spoil in the comments who won over and over again. It's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. I wish I had fast forwarded through most of it, but there's a few glorious moments that I am looking forward to talking about just because it made me laugh. But
yeah,
not it. Not the good old days of the challenge, that's for sure.
No. Let's jump into the episode. We see the aftermath of the eliminations. Mark is hyped up. Him and Derek have 4 stars. Good for them. We see Naya heartbroken over the loss of Jordan. And she's just like, she just wants to quit. She doesn't want to be there anymore. You can tell, like, everyone was excited for the return of Hurricane Naya, and it's just very evident to me that that's just not who she is anymore. And her last experience in reality TV was, like, the aftermath of it was traumatic.
Yeah. I was pretty mind blown when she said her only why for coming on here was coming on here with Jordan. I mean, I know that's how, like, kind of her behavior has been, but I was like, Not the money, not the redemption, not anything. So, like, she was truly devastated with his loss. I was a little disappointed. The competitor in me wanted her to, like, give it to somebody else, you know? Like,
yeah.
There's plenty of people. Ronnie just left, and she was heartbroken. Like, don't stay here and be, like, 1 foot out the door. If you really don't care, like, it's not too late. They'll bring somebody back to replace you.
Yeah, and I wasn't too harsh on Naya because I think it was just more of a sign that we kind of take for granted what some of these people go through, especially like when it comes to like the backlash of like, oh, you've been banned from the challenge idea, where I think most people assume that Naya would die to be back on the show, where it's just like, because, you know, she was Hurricane Naya. She was like, she wanted camera time. She wanted to be famous back in the day. But after she got banned from the challenge, she had trouble getting work. She had trouble getting jobs. So this wasn't like a dream come true. It was like, it was a traumatic experience for her. And she had anxiety because she knew like every decision she did would be looked at under a microscope. And I kind of commend her for being that good of a friend to Jordan for like, because she doesn't want to be there. That's like the scariest thing for her.
Yeah. I don't think we can even possibly understand how hard she's had to work to get the career that she has now. And yeah, I know everyone hates Jordan and was probably disgusted by this interaction, but like, it was really touching to see how important the repair of that relationship was to her, and that it really just meant something more to her than anything that we've seen on this show. But I felt for her. She was struggling.
And I gotta commend Nehemiah as well for being like, actually like having really good words of advice. And like, he talked openly and honestly, like, it's like, yeah, I live in a state where I don't have much family. He's like, he lives in the same state as Wes, which is like Kansas City, Kansas. There's no one there.
Yeah.
It's just like, but he's like, there's just parts of me that like has to, you know, I have to find healthy ways to where I don't just like, my brain doesn't become clouded. So Nehemiah just seemed like a really good friend in this episode.
Yeah. I think he's known what it's been like to be like the odd man out. So I think that I liked that protectiveness of her because she was being so vulnerable in that moment. So I really appreciated him like being there for her. And I we'll talk about the daily challenge, but Brad does it a little bit too later in the episode, which I thought was really sweet.
Yeah. Was there anything else before we got to the daily challenge?
I thought we that was pretty much it, right? We went straight from that conversation to the daily challenge.
Yep. And then at the daily challenge, we find out the big news that we kind of talked about last week. Veronica's toe. It does her in. She's automatically disqualified from the game. And it sucks because Veronica's played a killer strategic, political, social game to this point. She's been in three authorities. She just won the challenge last week. And looking at the way that this week's challenge played out, with the long swim that Johnny had to do and like still was able to pull off the win, if Veronica just had to do half the level of swim, we know she's mentally strong. She could have won this daily. She could have thrown John A in. And now we're talking about John A versus Kayla or Kellyanne in a pole wrestle. And that just shakes everything up crazily.
Yeah, that I was so frustrated. I think I literally said, oh, God, no, when TJ said it. And I think for her, she was genuinely shocked because she's walking around on that foot, you know, like, and again, I'm sitting there thinking like, it's a broken toe. There's nothing they can do for you. Nothing doctors can do. You basically just have to wait it out. And I wish I was wearing my, it's my body, it's my choice shirt right now because like, just let the girl live. Let her try.
Yeah. It's, I mean, we just, Casey won last season with a broken toe, but she hid it from production. She didn't tell production she broke her toe. It's just such a heartbreaking way to lose because it's just like it's the smallest thing and they just I guess they can't wave you through that. I don't get it. But I mean I do and I don't because I don't know. It's ridiculous and it's just it's heartbreaking because she's had a good season and I truly don't think Veronica was ever going to win the final. But I think just being able to run a final for the first time after all these years would have mattered just so she gets that opportunity. And for all the other girls in the house, it changes the outcome of the season. It does. It changes who wins the season because of this injury. And it's wild.
Yeah. It really impacted Kayla. You could tell that she was really upset. Like, it kind of shook her up. She was a little taken out of it. But I did appreciate TJ giving her her flowers and giving her the respect that she deserved. Because I think a lot of times Veronica's wins are underappreciated because of the air of the challenge that she got them in. But she is an icon of reality TV. Like, she is part of the reason that this show is the way that it is because of the political and strategic moves that she's made throughout her career. And like he said, I hope that we see her again.
Yeah. Her star was up for grabs, which is a big detail in this episode. Stars were a big part of this episode because, like, you know, we talked about maybe it could be used as an immunity idol down the line. Maybe it could be used for something like that. Nope, they're just going to be used in the final. That's what it comes down to. And it makes the fact that Tina's three stars got wiped off the board with no replacement really big on the female side of the game. Because that's three stars someone could have in their account really easily. Mm-hmm. And because in the male side, there's like the stars are a lot more stacked up. We go into the daily challenge. It is a game where players have to jump out of a helicopter. They memorize a pattern that they can only see from an aerial view. They then swim. You have to time your jump at the right moment as well in the helicopters to minimize your swim. You swim over to an area where you recreate the pattern. You know, on paper, this should be a good daily challenge because it's, you know, it has an extreme aspect to it, it has a mental, a physical aspect to it. What we watched was so boring and it was just a slog. And there was no rhyme or reason to, like, who's doing well. I only knew that Johnny had a long swim. That's all I could tell in the daily. Yeah.
I did say at the beginning when TJ was explaining the rules, I said, that red line is going to be important. I know, like, just the fact that we heard it, I was like, this is something that's going to come back to bite somebody. But I think it was leading up to the daily challenge when Kellyanne was like talking about Kayla and talking about how she wants her to like kind of feel the burn and she like likes to see her sweat. This is my first shout out to Big Rach who watched the episode with me, which is one of my friends who makes watching the challenge really joyful, especially because she has no knowledge of what's going on. But she's like, I just don't like that girl. Something weird about her.
it was such a weird comment. It's like, she wants her to feel the burn. I'm like, Kayla's been putting in work since day one. What are you talking about?
None of you were, like, being intentionally, like, left alone. Like, you just didn't have an alliance. Those are different things.
It's like, you chose to go do yoga. Like, that's your fault. I did like Kellyanne's sweater this episode, though. I actually...
She looked great. She did.
I really wanted, like, the male version of that, like, sweater. That's what I thought when watching.
I'm sure it exists.
Oh, 1,000%. The men's game... before we get into the results, Naya doesn't jump out the airplane. She's afraid of heights. She always has been. And especially now with Jordan not there and she's just checked out, it was just too much.
I was hopeful that Brad's pep talk was going to get her into it. I thought that was so sweet and unnecessary of him. And I think what I was realizing through watching the episode is, like, the reason I think that Brad has become my favorite who's left this season is there's something about him that feels more authentic compared to the other guys that are there. Like, he's just himself. He might be crazy. He might be, like, bug-eyed. He might be all these different things. But, like, he's never putting on a show for the camera. Like, he's just a big personality. And I liked seeing that little tender moment from him because, like, what does it matter to him if he is trying to get Naya on that helicopter? But it was sweet. Made me root for Bionic Brad again, so...
I thought it was a very genuine moment from him. I don't think it was the right words to use with Naya specifically. I was like, yeah, I don't think you understand who she is.
He was
yeah, but I'm like, he was just trying his best. Like, you just want someone trying their best sometimes. The daily challenge goes on. On the men's side, it comes down to Mark and Derek, surprisingly. Mark pulls out the win. He's going to the final. Good for him. Yeah.
And then Kellyanne fucked up the red line.
Yep.
Which honestly did not surprise me in the slightest. And the fact that she completely forgot about it and, like, didn't even think about it is...
It's on brand.
Yeah.
So John A pulls out the win. She takes the star, meaning John A will have 5 stars in the final, which is more than the other 3 women combined will have in the final.
Yeah, I'm worried for my girl Kayla if she is to make it to this final. That is, I mean, we still don't know what they are, but it feels like a big hurdle to overcome.
Yeah.
And between Naya not having stars and being completely checked out and seemingly out of shape, not looking good for her.
Brad and Kayla, man, they've killed this season. They were the best daily challenge players. They were the best, probably, like, physical competitors all season. And now they have 1 star each going into the final. And it just seems like there should have been other ways to earn stars.
Yeah, why not winning daily? You could do both. Then it, like, I mean, maybe production just isn't wanting to deal with the hassle of all those stars. Because it's, I don't know what they're doing with them. But, yeah, I feel like winning a daily challenge is just as important.
Yeah, they got punished for being good, it seems like, and it just seems like a flaw in the game. I will say there was the funny aspect of Nehemiah going into the daily challenge. Like, yeah, I haven't tried to win anything all season because I'm trying to play stealth mode. And I'm just like, look, man, I don't know if that's true, but let's run with the narrative. Let's spin this.
That was on brand, too, honestly. Fine. Do we like this guy? And I was like, not really. Like, I was like, he's fine, but he's just a little much for me.
I like Nehemiah. He goes to the beat of his own drum. It's great when he's going against, like, a true, like, asshole.
Yeah.
It's great, but when it's just, like, him on his own, like, when everyone's just being normal, it's like, hey, can you just chill sometimes, brother?
Yeah, like him with Melinda last season too. I liked them together.
They were my favorite pair. They had such a genuine, like, love for one another. They just supported each other. They were amazing. Coming out of the daily challenge, everyone's now thinking about, okay, what's going to happen with this final elimination? Wes postures the idea to Brad and Nehemiah. Like, hey, how about I throw myself in? I call out Derek. I take his 4 stars. I get 6 stars. I'm going to fuck you guys up in the final.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great idea. And I don't think any bit of it was, like, he is cocky, but I didn't think any bit of it was cocky because it was a smart plan. He's trying to put himself in the best position to win at the end. I will say him talking about just wanting to win, just wanting the trophy, the not needing the money. I was like, God damn it, I really want this guy to lose. I was like, some of these people actually need this money. Everyone I know could use this money. And you're just like, oh, I just want to win. It's like, cool from a competitive point. But I was like, fuck off.
I'm like, it's one of those things, too, where I appreciate it because at least he's staying consistent with, like, the character he's playing. Like, because if he said, like, yeah, I actually really need this one, I'd be a little bit, like, I'd be a bit confused. So at least he stayed, like, loyal to his fucking character. But he's ridiculous. I did enjoy him telling his best friends that he was going to fuck them up in a final. It kind of reminded me of, like, how I talked to my 12-year-old friends. We played video games, like, oh, hey, I'm about to destroy you in FIFA. I'm going to destroy you in Monopoly right now, brother.
Yeah. Big Rage hated him. She was like, no. She's like, I don't get it. He's so cocky, so gross. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, he's doing something for TV. I don't feel like even after all these years, I really know the real Wes. Like, I don't know who he is. I know who the TV version of Wes is, but I don't know that I know him as a person.
He's kind of a weirdo. It's just funny because, like, you look at the way he dresses, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no, you're a business guy, but you're wearing Under Armour athletic gear that's not always matching. You're supposed to be an insulate, but you're really into Slipknot. Like, he doesn't, like, I'm not trying to box him in or anything, but it's just, I don't have a grasp on him. I truly think the next step in Wes's life is finding, like, getting rich enough to where he gets, like, a professional, like, stylist and groomer. Because I feel like that would take him to the next, like, level.
I bet his wife takes good care of him when he's at home. She's like, nah, don't wear that. Because she's cute, and she's fashionable, and she's...
She is,
If she's going to go anywhere with him, she's going to be like, nope, try again.
Mark catches wind of Wes's plan, and he's like, well, why don't I just, like, Derek, you should go in, so you could either call out Nehemiah or Wes, depending on the game. And I do think part of Mark telling Derek that is that he secretly thought, I don't want Wes to have 6 stars in the final. I think Wes is the biggest threat in the final, and I think him with 6 stars is unbeatable. I think Nehemiah with 5 stars is a little bit more manageable if that's the worst case scenario.
Yeah, nailed it. I thought the exact same thing. And Mark is good at spinning this whole, everything that he suggests is like, I'm just doing this for you, man. Like, this is always just for you. But that felt like a no-brainer. It was like, hashtag duh. Then we get the stupid phone call, right?
Yeah, we get a phone call between Bananas and Wes. And it is one of the worst segments of television I've ever watched. Because we had those dumb joint confessionals they had together on Total Madness that were overproduced and corny. Imagine the same thing, except one of them's not even in the game. The audio is terrible. How do you, like, because the producers definitely had this scene in mind. Like, Bananas came prepared because he had a thong on. He had a dumb hat on. Like,
ready to put on. It was so stupid. Like, I think of this show, and I think of the people who have real beef, right? Like, I think of Veronica and Beth, even. Like, that, them being together, or Tina and Beth, if they had been in the house together. How fucking weird that would be. I think of, like, can you imagine them setting up a phone, Skype call between Kayla and Cara Maria? Or something like that. Like, that's...
I would actually kind of watch that.
I would watch it because it's real. Like, that is real animosity. And these two are supposed to be enemies for so long. And they're like, doing this. I'm just like, ugh. I hated everything about it. I didn't need to see Banana's ass. I just didn't need that twice. In my life. Twice.
Yeah, the first time was already too much. I didn't need to see his face, honestly. It was overbearing. It was and the worst part about all of this is the fact that not only did Wes's plan to not throw him, like, Mark didn't even give Wes the opportunity to throw himself in. Spoiler alert, Derek doesn't even call out Wes. So Wes is kind of unimportant to all of this. So we had all this time devoted to this part of this strategy element of the episode. Doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter.
Not one bit. Just, we had to suffer. And the episode got named after him for that. I was like, that's how you know how shitty this episode was. because that tiny segment, which was arguably the worst part of this bad episode, is it's what inspired the title. So it's just like, no.
It's a gross miscalculation of the editors of like what made the first couple All-Stars good in this episode. And I just hope it doesn't keep going down this path, because last week's episode wasn't stellar. This week's episode is worse. And like, I like this season as a whole. There's been a lot of great moments. It's just not going down a good path, and I just hope things get better.
Get back to those authentic reality TV personalities. Like, just don't try too hard. Let them just be real people. That's what we love about the franchise and like the real world and the road rules to begin with. Like, real dynamic people, not influencers, not people trying to create sound bites. Like, that's what we want.
Whew. Let's go on to the women's game now. And all three women tell John A, hey, throw me into elimination, because they all realize that, like, there's a 66% chance they're going in anyway. Even if they're not the one going in, they know if they get called out, it's going to be in a game that they're not good at. So they want to be able to pick their opponent based on the games, because they all do have different skill sets. And that's like the big thing, because like Kellyanne's calling Kayla out if it's like a puzzle, and she's calling Naya out if it's endurance. Naya's calling out Kellyanne if it's like super physical. And she's calling out Kayla, I don't know. Naya has some weird beef towards Kayla. There's something missing in this episode, because when they get to the elimination arena, Naya has some weird animosity towards her.
I think I don't know if she like felt left out by the treehouse, or like she's kind of indicated it on social media a little bit too. Like, she holds like some resentment towards her, and Kayla doesn't seem like she's really interacting with Naya, so maybe that's all it took. But yeah, she definitely harbors a lot of animosity towards her. I don't really get it.
I did love the interaction between Kayla and John A, because we really haven't seen those two interact all season. They just have like a mutual respect for one another, and I just love Kayla's comment like, oh, hey, there's Kellyanne doing yoga. Haven't seen her doing yoga since Kendall left.
I liked getting to see that friendship, and I liked that I got to see that John A. also doesn't love Kellyanne. I've made my opinions pretty clear throughout this season, I think. So that felt good. I just listening to her like vent about the crazy way Kellyanne came up to her, I was like, don't put Naya in, put me in. Do it to me. It's not fair. Pick me.
Kellyanne has the Brad eyes this season. They're just working overtime in so many scenes.
She sucked them out of Brad's eyeballs. Because they're not coming from Brad this season.
Ultimately, Derek is the one going in from Mark's choice, because like that's their strategy. And Johnny picks Kayla because she knows Kayla's her biggest threat in the final. So she's like, I want to make sure no matter what, she's in the elimination, so there's a chance she goes home. Makes sense.
He also did say that she respected her as a competitor and wanted to give her the chance to choose. So, like, it was, I think, that and equal parts, like, she liked Kayla the most. So she just gave her the chance to actually choose. Because I think Kayla was going to get picked regardless, because unless it was an endurance one and it was Kellyanne that had gotten thrown in, I think Naya was going to pick her no matter what, because she's got some weird beef with her. And Kellyanne probably would have chosen Kayla for most things.
I could even imagine, like, just talking out of my ass, like, if Kellyanne had been the one thrown in, Naya going up to her is like, hey, I'm going to quit anyway. I'll give you my 2 stars. So that I could see that happening. That's something I could see happening. Yeah. But like, even then, that I don't want to say that about it. I don't know. Let's move on to the elimination arena, though. They see a pole on the ground. They know what the elimination is. It's a pole wrestle. Derek, 15 years of beef with Wes, 16 years of beef with Wes, all stemming from their original pole wrestle. After that pole wrestle ends, Wes says, like, I love that man. I want him to be the godfather of my children. That was a battle. Derek was like, this dude's on steroids. I hate him. I hate this dude. For years, Derek just dogs Wes on social media. In the early 2010s, like on Facebook, Derek was calling out Wes for like doing steroids and being like, just like completely to pile on it. Wes at the time wrote a long post, like, this is, we're talking about, like, 2009 here, like, early social media era. Wes writes, like, a long post, like, saying that, like, Derek cheats on his, like, his wife at the time and stuff like that. Like, they were real messy because, like, social media was different back then. People didn't realize, like, the ramifications it had with certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to 2018 or so, 2017, Derek comes back to the challenge. He does that pole wrestle with Joss. Wes tweets, like, oh, I just saw the elimination. It was a physical dominance by Joss. Amazing to see. And then Derek was like, I won the elimination. What are you talking about? It's like, he physically dominated you. It's like back and forth. They're calling each other out. They have a bit of a better relationship now because, like, Wes has done Challenge Mania stuff with him. But that's always existed. It's 16 years of beef culminating to this moment. Final elimination, pole in the sand. What does Derek do?
Wimps the fuck out. So Derek, for a long time, was my favorite male competitor, like the longest time. I just thought he was David and everyone else was Goliath in a lot of these situations he got put into. And I just respected his competitive spirit. And I feel like he has built his name on this show as like the guy that goes up against these crazy odds and like pulls them out, or is just like so close but not close enough. He's just like the consummate competitor. And wow, that was so fucking lame.
This is like the moment that's going to haunt his challenge legacy, because like, unless you win the elimination against Nehemiah and then win the championship, it looks like the most scared move ever. He told Wes, like, Wes, you have won our rivalry. You beat me. Like, this is like, like, even if I would have beat you, like, you've now beaten me in pole wrestle 5 times because I wasn't even willing to face you here.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
you're
just
the alpha, I'm the beta. Like,
yeah.
Tail between his legs.
And what's even worse is how he buries himself when he says, I'm going for the weakest player. I'm going for the easiest option. Let's go, Nehemiah. I don't think Nehemiah is that weak. And also, like, Nehemiah, he's kind of like low body fat percentage. Like, he's not a small guy, but he has very low body fat percentage. Nehemiah has, like, I don't know if you're
5 inches?
Three, 4 inches. I mean, Nehemiah's like 5'9", 5'10". I'll be honest. I stood next to Nehemiah. I'm 5'6", 5'7". I thought I was the same height as him.
Okay.
And I'm 235 pounds. I felt much bigger than him. Because, he's a slender guy. He's got very little body fat percentage. Really, like, not eating a lot of bad food. That guy, really healthy diet. If he has anything that's, like, significant, though, dude has gigantic biceps.
Yep.
Dude has massive fucking pythons. And you're like, you think that guy is the guy you want to face in a pole wrestle?
Oh, wow. It was just... that was, like, the worst thing to say. I know he was going for the TV moment, but, like, you're just riling up your competitor. And if Nehemiah can develop anything over the course of an episode, it's a fucking chip on his shoulder. And, like, you just gave him all the ammunition to even get more hyped for this elimination. And then you have Wes just, like, pumping him up as he's going down there. And I have to say, the moment that killed me. He's like, he's not going to have a family to come back to. And it reminded me of, for the MMA fans out there, do you remember any of the trash talk that went on between Ben Askren and Jorge Masvidal leading up to their fight?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So there's like a lot of trash talk because that's what Masvidal does, right? And at one point he says that he's going to end Askren's bloodline. And Ben Askren's like, dude, I got kids. Are you going to kill my kids? Like, Wes, are you going to kill Derek's children? Like, what do you mean you're not going to have a family to go back to? Like, what? That was just, like, one of those things where people are just, like, rattling off things they think are going to be good, and they stop thinking, and then something comes out that just doesn't make any sense. And I was like, he's going to have a family to come back to. Like, that's...
Hey, it's a tough look for Derek, because not only was Wes hyping him up in the actual elimination once it started... John A was getting some chimes in there, Nehemiah support, and Naya was saying the wild that she was literally saying, like,
break, I have a clip.
break his fucking shit. I read it as break his, like, I don't know, because, like, it has, like, the auto closed captions online, because I did not get that from the Paramount closed captions. That's just, like, whatever sketchy side I'm using. I heard break his effing neck. That's what I
might have been.
Oh my god. It was like, you got people love Nehemiah. People really will die for Nehemiah.
Or they just don't like Derek. Could be both. No, and from what we saw in the beginning, I know it ended on a fucking cliffhanger, which was just so stupid, but he was manhandling him. He was fucking him up.
What's crazy, too, is that's Nehemiah's first ever headbanger elimination of his entire challenge career.
That's wild.
It's like, oh, can he do this? Oh, yeah, this guy's, he's been waiting for this moment his entire life. Like, it's one of those moments where I'm like, I'm like kind of afraid. I'm not actually like afraid, but it's like, oh my god, I don't want that smoke anymore. I would never.
Yeah. I think those are the best eliminations to get pumped up for, though. Like when you, especially someone like Nehemiah, someone like Derek, that's the best elimination to be going into, just getting like fucking hyped, getting ready. Like,
yeah. Derek does look a bit skinnier this season than he has in the past. He looks like he's like about 10 to 15 pounds like light. I mean, and maybe he's the same weight, but he doesn't look like he has as much muscle as he's had in previous, like from his like Joss elimination specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he looked well. We'll see. He was getting fucked up. Naya spoke it into fruition there. She said, "Break his fucking neck," and that might be what happens.
I hope that doesn't happen. We do not wish any neck breaks on this podcast.
No, I'm not wishing that.
We disavow neck breaks.
I want to be very clear. I do talk shit, but I do not want anyone to break their neck. Okay? Just want to
also, there was a Kellyanne Kayla elimination for Paul Russell, and they teased it in the trailer. I'm just going to say that's not happening. That's just straight up not happening. And I can tell you why, because they show the trailer for next week's final, and they're partnered up in the final at different points. We need to have the same amount of people, so we can't have odd numbers.
I agree. In the preview, they did show them holding a pole.
And then TJ's just going to blow the horn. That's what's going to happen. TJ's just going to be like, ah, no, you guys don't have to do it. It's just because, like, that TJ troll at this point. And they just want it for the trailer.
When I was watching the episode the whole time, I'm saying, that elimination's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And then I saw it in the preview, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? And if that's what happens, I'm going to be even more pissed. Like, don't get me all hyped up to see them in a headbanger and then just say, nah, never mind.
I mean, Kayla's winning that straight up. Like, Kayla's built for headbanger. She's got the shoulder. I mean, like, we saw her, like, day one of her challenge career going the headbanger with Marie. Marie outsides her, and Kayla's just throwing tackles. Like, she likes physicality. That's where she's her best. And, like, I think Kellyanne's a scrappy competitor, but Kayla's got some muscle and some size on her and loves physicality. Kayla's winning that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. I still want to see it, though.
Oh, 1,000, yeah.
I want to see those eyes bulge one more time.
Who do you think would win Johnny versus Kellyanne in a pole wrestle? Because I think Johnny has some weight on her, but Kellyanne is very scrappy and has more muscle.
Yeah, that's hard to say because I think Johnny is smarter, so she would play it the best way for her to win, whether it's, like, wait her out. I'm rooting for Johnny, but, like, endurance-wise, you have to believe Kellyanne is more prepared.
You know what? I think Johnny would have won because there was the element of you have to go drag your opponent to the... So I think because of that, the weight for Johnny is you know, not even getting the pull, but just nudging her in the direction. Whereas, like, in a standard pull wrestle, I think I might take Kellyanne, but because you have to go light it and take him to one side, I think John A maybe gets it.
I think John A, too, her confidence this season is a major factor. Like, she believes
in her.
And between that and I think, honestly, I just think she's got a little more heart. Like, I would be betting on her. But I think her confidence this season has just made her challenge career skyrocket. Like, I think it's so cool to watch this new and improved John A.
Kellyanne is one of the scrappiest 110 pound women.
Maybe.
She might weigh less than that, honestly. She's so tiny. She's so thin and so muscly.
I thought about that during the daily. I think when she was cheering for Nia at one point, I was like, wow, she's small.
That's our episode. I mean, we got the final next week. I put out, like, on my blog, what are the odds? And it really depends. on the way the elimination goes. Because I think if Nehemiah has 5 stars, we saw him come in first place at part one of the final last season with Melinda having a bad ankle. I think he kind of becomes the favorite for the final because he's really well-rounded, has good endurance, and would have the most stars. Mark is really big, and that's just hard for, like, a long final. Brad is, I mean, Bionic Brad, but he only has 1 star. And then Wes, you know, he's got 2 stars. I don't think Derek has, like, a shot to win unless he has the 5 stars. And even then, it's like, Derek isn't really well-rounded for a final. I think Derek could come in second or third, but I don't know if he could win.
I'm curious to see how these stars impact if they are running in pairs, though. Like, that's super interesting because part of running a final in pairs, too, is getting the right partner at the right time. So, like, John A. could have all these stars. Mark could have all these stars. Whoever wins this elimination between the men. And, like, how does that going to work when they're paired with someone with none? Like, it's just interesting to think about. Like, could someone be catching strays because they're paired with someone else? I don't know.
Yeah. I think Wes and Kellyanne are the two people you'd want as a partner in almost any leg. Where, like, they don't really, they have the least amount of, like, weaknesses.
They won't bring you down, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have the most stars. John A. having 5 stars compared to 2, 1, and 1. and we know she's won finals before. She has to be the favorite going into this.
And she's in the best shape she's been in so far in All Stars.
Easily.
So, like, yeah, I saw the Instagram post of her going to CrossFit. Like, she's ready. And, yeah. I hope that we get through that elimination real quick at the beginning of the next episode so we can get back to some challenge goodness.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hopefully all 4 of us will be on the podcast next week. Make sure to follow Zoe on Twitter at Nani Gonzalez. Follow me on Twitter at The Alan Aguirre. Caffeine Confessionals on Twitter, or CF Confession. I don't know. I tweet random nonsense on there. I don't tweet it. Someone tweets it. It's not me.
That's the place for all your random thoughts, all your random challenge thoughts that you don't want to share on your own name. You just throw them on Caffeine Confessionals.
Oh, yeah. 1000%. I'm like, oh, who tweeted this? I'm like, someone runs the account. That's not me. Well, that's our episode, everyone. Hopefully it's better next week. Yeah.